Right now it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, who join us on a Tuesday morning. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. And as I said, right here on a Tuesday morning, good morning, you fellows living in a warm climate.
Well,
good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you see, there's been three storms that have gone out to the south of us. So there's been snow in Texas. There's been snow in the Carolinas. But there's been no snow up here, which has been nice. But it's been cold. How's the weather been down there in God's waiting room?
Yeah. Well, it's actually been quite cool. And it gets up into the low 70s during the day. And at night, it goes down into the low to mid 40s. So,
well, I'm glad.
It's kind of a typical thing here.
I'm glad you said quite cool, because I don't like it when people say, oh, okay, it's cold here, because I used to go to Florida in the beginning of April, and I would golf in shorts and a golf shirt when it was like 55, and I'd be on the course with all these other people with gloves and winter jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The blood must really thin out down there. The blood must really thin out.
It does thin.
Okay.
It does thin out.
Well, all right.
What we were getting also was the winds. So when the winds are blowing,
it's even worse, yeah,
especially from the north, then that's when it's just like, oh, boy, that's when we say cold. But if the wind isn't blowing, then it's just quite cool.
All right. Now, I wanted to ask this question actually since probably November. When the election happened, and that is political memorabilia. To me, I like to collect old posters, old buttons, and everything. I don't do it for the value of it or a potential value of it. I just think it's interesting when you can see the way campaigns from national parties have changed ever since the early 1900s. Now, of course, we're to 2020. Is there a taboo? Is there a slowdown? Is there a market in political memorabilia?
There is a market. There always has been. And it usually, from our experience, usually picks up during an election cycle, and then it kind of wanes for a little while, and then it depending, well, since we have elections basically every 2 years for something, then it, you know, it ebbs and flows. But there, it's not just new political memorabilia that increases. It's also the traditional and the vintage and the at this point antique memorabilia, like buttons, badges, medals, advertising, things like that. So there is there was a spike after the, well, prior to the election and then after the election, but and it is selling. I mean, it always does. There are always collectors for it, and there are certain things that always seem to be in demand. Nixon things seem to be up there. Kennedy things, Eisenhower, you know, the old things, Roosevelt. Some of them actually, they're some of the pinbacks even go back to Lincoln, you know, back in the 19th century, because pinbacks have been around for, you know, a number of years, and it was the easiest sort of advertising to carry around and to demonstrate, because of its size, that everybody could get their hands on them. And over the years, it doesn't seem to have it ebbs and flows, just kind of like everything else. But it's one of those collecting areas that is always desirable. So there's never been a time when it hasn't been desirable. And depending on the election season, depends on how desirable the current the current memorabilia is, and I have a feeling that this past election cycle is going to be unusual. Let's just say that.
Well, yeah, but it also surrounds the time of the inaugurations. So those are also, any of these political events will spike, just like when a Star Wars movie comes out, then the Star Wars memorabilia or Star Trek memorabilia is highlighted, and there you see a little bit of a spike, and sales are planned around it. And I think that you'll see that as well. And then also there it goes with the popularity, as Greg was saying, is there are certain presidents that, or certain electors that have been more desirable in collecting than others.
Well, a perfect example of what's right now, if you go to Live Auctioneers and type in political memorabilia, there are 891 auctions that are items that are
up for auction at this point.
Yeah, current. Up for auction for political memorabilia.
So almost 1,000 items, yeah.
And if you go to the results, there are over 66,000 political memorabilia election items that have sold. So there's no shortage of desirability for political memorabilia.
Now I'm gonna scoot away. If it's still memorabilia, what about people that come upon actual pictures that were taken during of candidates during elections, and they're actual pictures. They're not signed or anything like that, but actual pictures that have been saved from that time. Are they worth anything?
When you say photographs, are you talking about like if you took on your camera, personal?
If you were out there and you took it with your own camera, or let's say you happened to come across a photograph that was taken by a famous photographer that worked at the time, the New York Post, something like that, would those be worth anything?
Oh, yeah. And it's the same with any photograph. For example, let's just use I don't know who some of the famous photographers for political memorabilia are, but let's just say, for example, let's just use Clarence Bull, for example, who did Hollywood portraits. His famous photographer did famous people, and his photographs are always in demand, and they usually command high prices. Now, the average Joe who sends in photographs that were taken, let's say, of Marilyn Monroe, that were candid, and they were not posed or they were not meant to be sold. Those usually they do sell, but you can see those sale prices are significantly less.
It also depends on the photograph and what it's depicting, because sometimes you take out your little Kodak Brownie camera and you got this photo of Eisenhower or Roosevelt. It depends on what it is also depicting and the circumstances of the photograph and of the situation. Because if it's a historic type of event, then yes, that defines the value characteristics of the piece. And I think that's what we do as appraisers, is really look at the value characteristics of the items and do they meet certain criteria in order to establish some higher value or lower value. So you're looking at good, better, best in the industry of where does this fall? This would be maybe in the middle, or this would be, it's a crowd shot. You don't really see the candidate as close as if it's a more close up. Maybe it's during, some pivotal speech or something where they're talking about certain reforms or doing something. So all of those intangibles almost really go into our valuing of these assets.
And one final thing. I mean, social media must affect this. I mean, back in the old days before social media, if you had something unrest like happened in Washington, D.C., and you, uh-huh. and then years later you happen to come across, like I said, a newspaper's photographer's photos of exactly what happened, it seemed to me they would have more value then. And now social media kind of takes all that away because everything's on social media immediately. Am I wrong about that?
No. Let's see. How can I say it? I consider it to be the difference between, let's say, it depends on the photograph itself. Now everybody has a cell phone and can take exactly the same photograph at the same time, just from different angle. Whereas a long time ago, people took these candid photos, and not nearly as many candid photos were taken because not everybody was carrying a camera 24 hours a day. And now you can, in any news cycle, you can see photographs from the same subject matter, but from different angles, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. But let's just take, for example, the photograph that I think is probably going to end up, I think it'll win a Pulitzer, and it will probably end up, if it does ever come on to the auction block, is the picture in the Senate where the Secret Service and the police are have their guns aimed towards the doors on the outside. I mean, that photograph
tells a story.
It has become an iconic photograph historically, yeah. And I think it is going to end up, if it ever does come to sale, that photograph will be quite desirable.
Yeah, well, I think also those photos, and in today's with social media and with everything else, all of those photos are being used as evidence in a number of the trials, but also it helps paint the picture of what really transpired, because while you were watching it on CNN or whatever news source you were looking at, there was only a vantage point from very far away, where you have a number of these photographs that are up close, personal, some video of real damage and destruction being done. And that is going to be used, I'm sure, being used as evidence in trials, and just as evidence of what happened, as opposed to the people who are saying, but you can't believe everything you see. Well, excuse me, you know, I'm sorry, but that's right there.
I think what's going to happen is photographs from this particular time period in this election cycle, because they don't have to be developed, they're digital. So it's not the same as having a hard copy of a photograph that has a negative that might have only originally been printed as one item. Now these things can just be sent out all
magically
over the world,
everywhere,
with one tweet, so everybody might be able to have it. So consequently, I think that is definitely going to affect the not so much the desirability, but the demand, because if you already have that, if you've already captured that photograph off of the internet and you want to keep it, you can keep it. So why would you want to pay for a picture that is just all over the world? You know, that's the whole thing about what is a valuable collectible, is its desirability and its rarity. So a lot of this stuff, it's not rare now, because we've all seen, and they've been on, and everybody has, you from different vantage points, you can see the same subject matter just digitally. So I'm not sure what that's going to do to prices as far if these things do eventually archive that have been archived eventually come up for auction. So that's something to consider, and we'll just have to wait and see. We're kind of in new territory here.
Well, I'm just glad that there weren't cell phones around when the Titanic sank or when Jack or Ruby was killed, because everybody would have been. There's just something that takes away from seeing an iconic event.
Yes.
Covered via Facebook or Twitter and in a newspaper, you know, with a professional photographer. I don't know.
Well, it takes away from the impact and the importance of the photograph when it and we've become so
desensitized
is the word. So, and that, for example, you take the iconic image during the Vietnam War of the officer who is shooting the captive. I mean, when that came out, I mean, that caused such an outrage, and that was an actual photograph. And to this day, it still causes a sensation. Now we've seen that photograph of the Secret Service and the police standing inside the chamber with their guns pointed at the doors. And we've become desensitized to it because we've seen it for so many times. And that also has an impact on what we're talking about. So times have changed. And I think that if you notice, the political memorabilia is not nearly the same as it was in our lifetime. Let's say, for example, during the Nixon campaign, some of the most popular memorabilia has come and has remained from that campaign, and you can still find it, and it's still desirable.
All right. Well, with that being said, guys, thank you very much for filling me in on a question that I wanted to ask back in November. But
we have more ammunition. We're getting caught up. You're getting caught up in your inbox.
Guys. We'll speak to you next week. Take care.
Have a great week, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web and right here on Robin Hood Radio on a Tuesday morning.